The Wisconsin Regional Writers Association was founded almost 60 years ago. I think it's been 59 years ago now, by Professor Robert Gard of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We're going to talk about the association today, about how you might grow as a writer, maybe how you can get yourself published, but also to learn about the conference that's coming up, the Wisconsin Regional Writers Association conference, which is coming up in 11 days, September 28th, runs through the 30th, and we'll visit about that conference and talk about writing with our three guests today. Don Shambaugh of New Berlin, Wisconsin, president of the Wisconsin Regional Writers Association. Don, nice to have you with us again.
Nice to be with you, and glad for the opportunity to be here.
Thanks so much for being with us today. Nate Schulze is from, where are you from, Nate?
Sparta, Wisconsin.
That's where you're from. I knew that. From Sparta, Wisconsin. He's vice president of the Wisconsin Regional Writers Association. Thank you for being with us as well.
Thank you.
And also today with us, Michelle Grakowski. Michelle is with the Three C's Literary Agency. In fact, I think you're the owner, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I am.
You are the owner, and I'm really pleased to have her along as well. I was taking a look on the website at 3Cs, and they've had some really great successes. Maybe we can talk about some of those successes and talk a little bit about writing, too, as we move along. So lots of things to talk about today. And if you have a question or a comment about the association or about writing or getting published, we hope you'll join in. Here's the number to call, 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234, or in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. And if you want, you can also email us at talk@wpr.org. Give us a call or send us an email. We'll be glad to get you involved here. Don Shambaugh, let's talk about a little background on the Wisconsin Regional Writers Association. Man, it's almost 60 years. That's a great record.
Yes, it is. Been many great people been involved in it, including Robert Gard, who started it. It has evolved over the years, and we obviously got into the electronic age, which changed considerably from the late 40s when Robert Gard started this, and even to the degree that it was a rural writer's originally, because actually it was started by the head of the 4-H group, and he gathered eight 4-H leaders at that point, and they were more interested in writing plays and skits and things of that nature that the 4-H could do. And of course, I think that that was even Robert Gard's, you know, real specialty was the theater. I'm not saying that he was not, you know, accomplished in other areas, but I think that that was perhaps his greatest and first love. And then as we developed, we went into the regional writers feeling that we wanted to, you know, appeal to the city and urban areas, and that it wasn't just a 4-H project or a rural project.
Absolutely. And Nate Schulze, tell us about who this organization is for then. It's for writers, obviously, but professionals as well as?
Yeah, we actually cover all areas of writers, anyone who's just thinking about writing, all the way up to professional writers in fiction and nonfiction. Actually, some of our more experienced writers can help the newer ones coming in, and often do. And that's kind of part of the pluses of this organization, is that we have many diverse writers in different areas, poetry, fiction, nonfiction, and many times the experienced ones will help the inexperienced, and we learn from each other.
Sure, absolutely. And Michelle Grakowski, as the owner of 3C's Literary Agency, you get a chance to probably work with some of these folks. So tell us first about 3C's. What's your business all about?
Sure. Well, we're a literary agency, and for those of you who aren't quite sure what a literary agency is, if you've ever seen the movie Jerry Maguire, that's us. Only we represent books, not sports agents or sports players. But anyway, what we do is we work with authors. They send us our manuscripts, and we hopefully fall in love with it. Once we start working with an author, we help with editing, brainstorming, critiquing, anything that comes with the whole writing process. Then we take that manuscript once it's ready to go and it's completely polished, and we send it off to the publishers. And as an agent, we know exactly, you know, the editors that are out there and what they're looking for and everything. And we try to place that particular manuscript with the most appropriate editors and the most appropriate publishers.
And there are a lot of great writers here in Wisconsin, actually. And maybe Don Shambo, you could talk about that. I mean, I think this organization has really helped develop a lot of writers.
Yes. I do not know all of them, you know, right off. But certainly it has contributed to that. And I think one of the values of a group like ours is that, obviously, at one point, writing becomes an individual thing. But it's groups like Wisconsin Regional Writers that enables writers to network, as Nate was saying before. You know, the more accomplished writers can help some of the ones who aren't. We have room for what I call the recreational writers. And also, not only do they get the opportunity to network, they get the opportunity to meet at our conferences people like Michelle and others who are very accomplished and expert in their field. And that's where the rubber really hits the road if you want to be published. You can't be sitting in your living room or down by your favorite spot by the brook or whatever writing and never get beyond that spot if you want to be published. You've got to come in contact with these other people who enable and help you to do that.
And maybe, Nate, you could talk a little bit about the conference itself and sort of give people an idea about what's there and what they can expect to see.
Sure, Larry. This year at our 2007 WRWA Fall Writers Conference, it's going to be held in Reedsburg, Wisconsin this year. And we're going to start off on Friday evening with a writer's roundtable where all writers are welcome to share the material that they've written kind of informally. Saturday morning, we're going to have a short presentation by Kathy Sita regarding the Edgerton Book and Film Festival, and then that's going to be followed by John Gardner giving a presentation on Mining the Mine. John is a former newspaper, radio, and TV reporter who's taught creative writing, and following him, we're going to hear Deb Baker give a presentation. Entitled It's the Journey, Not the Destination. Deb is an established novelist from northern Wisconsin, and she's written several books that are around the state. In the afternoon, after lunch, we're going to have Philip Martin, who is actually a former acquisitions editor from Milwaukee. He's going to be talking about the secrets of successful pitches, how to make editors want to publish your work. Philip's presentation is going to be kind of intricate to some of the writers in the audience, because Michelle actually is going to be giving some pitch pitch sessions in the afternoon, so they may take some points from Phil on what they need to be saying there. Michelle then is going to follow Phil and in the afternoon with her, and she's going to be answering the question, do I really need a literary agent? And then she's graciously offered after that to conduct free pitch sessions with interested writers who have signed up in advance. And this really is an opportunity for writers, because oftentimes getting a pitch session with a literary agent is quite costly. But Michelle is really going out of her way here to help us out with this. Following that, we're going to have an evening supper, and then we're going to have some evening events, some of them that we haven't had in the past, starting with our Sherry Avery open mic. And then following that, we're going to have three individual writing meetings, fiction, which is going to be hosted by myself, nonfiction with Robin Butler from our organization, and a poetry meeting hosted by Lemoyne McLaughlin from the Northern Lakes Center for the Arts. Sunday morning, we're going to have our coveted Jade Ring Banquet presentation, this year hosted by Jenny Turner. And she's going to be presenting awards in six categories of poetry, short story, article, essay, juvenile, and nostalgia. And then we're going to be entertained by the readings of the winners, hopefully, of these categories. After our Jade Ring Banquet meal, we're going to finish the conference with a presentation from our distinguished current Wisconsin Poet Laureate, Denise Sweet, who we're honored to have at the conference this year. Her presentation is Who We Are, What Is Ours, Voices and Visions in Poetry. And then Denise has kind of went out of her way also to volunteer to conduct a special poets meeting after her presentation with any interested poets, one-on-one kind of with them. And so that'll round out our conference. We're kind of going to have something for everyone interested in writing.
Yeah, sure. It certainly sounds like. And people still sign up for the conference, by the way?
We have actually our registration form is available to anyone on our website, which is wrwa.net. You can go there, and we have the fall conference registration form, and it has all the different categories. People can register for both days or individual days if they like, and all the information is right there.
Well, it sounds like a lot of great information there. Maybe, Michelle, you know, one of the things I've noticed, and I interview a lot of authors on this program. I don't know how many I might interview over the course of a year, but it'd be a good 100. And I'm surprised at I'm no longer surprised, but I was at first, that some really great writers are shy, and they're kind of, they're not loners, but they're not the outgoing. Most of them wouldn't make good talk show hosts, or many of them. I shouldn't say most. I should say, but a lot of them. So for them to do a pitch, and what do you mean by a pitch? Is really trying to sell your book to someone, right?
Sure. What a pitch is actually, they come in and they describe to me what they're writing, and give me. What I like to see in a perfect pitch is when an author will come in, they're generally about 10-minute sessions, and they'll come in and they'll say, you know, hi, I'm so-and-so, and I write romance, you know? And then they kind of go in and give a little hook, which is a little 2-to-3-sentence blurb about what they're writing, and enough to just entice me to make me say, ooh, that's a really cool concept, you know, just a really high-concept idea about what their book is about. And then I love it when they go in and start talking about their career plans, you know, where they want to be, who they are, why they're writing what they're writing, and just kind of have an open dialogue with me, because when I'm doing these pitch sessions as an agent, I'm not looking at just that one particular project. I'm looking at the author as a whole and what they can bring to the table, and to make sure that they're interested in having a business career, not just, you know, this is a book that I wrote 25 years ago and I'm finally thinking I want to get it out, you know, which is all great. But then I want to know what the next project is too, and just to kind of learn about the author. So I look at this pitch session as a way to, it's almost like an interview process on both parts, because then they can ask me questions and say, is Michelle the appropriate agent for me? Or maybe I'd be better off, you know, working with someone who does straight science fiction or something. I mean, it gives us a chance to just kind of know each other.
So, and that's obviously very important for the, well, for you too as a business person, but also for the writer himself or herself. Do many of the sessions go that way?
You know, like I said, those are my favorite sessions. sometimes an author, one of the common mistakes I see is they'll come in and they'll try to pitch their whole 100,000-word book in that 10-minute time, you know, and so they'll just start telling me all the plots and subplots and characters and secondary characters and how they were born and why they were born and everything. And by the time the 10 minutes are up, they're like, the timekeeper comes and says, next appointment, and I haven't even had a chance to ask them any questions about themselves or anything. So, yeah, keeping it short is really the best policy.
Talking about a group that's helping Wisconsin writers grow today as we visit with Don Shambo and Nate Schulze of the Wisconsin Regional Writers Association and Michelle Rakowski, who is with 3C's Literary Agency. She'll be speaking at the WRWA Fall Conference coming up September 28th through the 30th in Reedsburg, Wisconsin. Have a question for us? Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Or if you're in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890 or email us at talk@wpr.org. I'm Larry Mueller. Keisha Mabra, our on-air producer on this, the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking about Wisconsin writers today with Don Shambo, Nate Schulze, and Michelle Grakowski. Really pleased to have them with us today. And callers online, we should probably take some calls. If you want to join in, the number to call is 1-800-642-1234 in Madison at 263-1890 or email us at talk@wpr.org. And Bill in Sun Prairie's online, been waiting. Bill, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Gosh, I didn't know I'd get on this quickly, and I'm not quite prepared, but reason I'm calling, first of all, I want to say that I really applaud all of you for trying to promote knowledge and education in the field of writing and publishing. I think it's very, very important. I looked at how formidable the challenges are to get published with a publisher a while back, and what I decided to do was go the print-on-demand approach to publishing. That is, I paid for it's not quite vanity publishing, but I paid for my book being published, and there was two main reasons I did this. One is that I really thought the chances of my getting published through a publisher was very small, and the second reason, probably more important, is that I wanted to keep my publishing rights. My hook is this. I'm writing about a trilogy about the deepest belief systems about half the world's population. I'm doing a trilogy on Eastern thought. So I went to this company, and I don't know if I can name it, but they've been very good, and I got my first book published, and it's out there on their website, and I'm working on two others. The first book's on Taoism, and the second's on Buddhism, and the third is on Zenism. So I'm very happy with the company doing this, but the problem is promotion. You know, it's on this website, and it's hard to get my message out there so that people actually buy it.
Yeah. Well, let's get a comment, maybe any of our guests. Well, let's turn to Michelle first for a comment. Michelle?
Yeah, promotion is probably one of the biggest things that you'll face, even if you go the traditional route or the untraditional route that you went, you know, to publish your book. And it's really trying to get the word out there, like you're saying, and that's probably one of the most challenging pieces. But doing what you're doing, like, you know, trying to secure like a press release or something that you can send out to radio stations and to the newspapers and stuff and just say, you know, hey, I'm a local author and I have this book, you know, would you be interested in hearing more about it, that type of a thing. And then maybe they might do like a feature page, like even in the Sun Prairie paper, you know, I mean, I don't know if you've gone that route, but I mean that, you know, a lot of times papers are looking for news and that's a great thing, like local author, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so that's a good way to promote. Trying to do book signings at bookstores to get in there, you know, that's a good way, especially since you're working a non-traditional route. I mean, it's a good way to get your books in the bookstores, is to talk to the local bookstores and see if you can get your books in there and do a book signing and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, it's an uphill battle, but you got the first one published, Bill, and good luck with your next two.
Thanks for the ideas. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Eve in Madison, we'll turn to you next. Hi, Eve. Thanks for calling.
A pleasure. This sounds very interesting. My two questions are, what are the costs for the conference at the end of September, for both parts or one day? And are there other conferences or meetings that are scheduled throughout the year?
All right. Well, thanks for that call. That's a good. Those are good questions. I should have asked them myself, Eve. I'm sorry I didn't. Nate Schulze, have you got some information for us?
Yeah, I'm actually the fall conference chair, so I do know the answers to those questions. Our pre-registration WRWA members for both days is going to be $65. If you're a non-member for both days, it's $75. That's pre-registered. That has to be before Monday, September 19th, so that's drawn pretty close here.
Or Wednesday, September. What is the date today anyway?
Wednesday,
September.
Wednesday,
September 19th. Because today is Monday the 17th, so I've, okay.
That
so
would make it Wednesday. Yes.
Wednesday the
19th.
It's
only a couple days still.
It's only a couple days away. Can you do it by credit card or online or something?
I do not believe we can do it by credit card. You can get a hold of Jane Osipowski. She is on our WRWA.net website also. And she would be able to handle that if it was called within that time period. You know, they would mm-hmm. they would still make it within for that cost. For Saturday only, for pre-registered is $40, and for a member, pre-registered non-member is $45. For Sunday only, pre-registered member is $35, and pre-registered non-member is $40. Late registrations and walk-ins are $10. Extra. So that's a lot of information, but again, on our website, that's laid out pretty carefully.
Great.
On the registration form, and it's pretty clear there.
And what does it cost to join the Wisconsin Regional Writers Association?
$25 a year.
$25
a year. And I think she was asking about future conferences also, weren't
yes.
you, Eve?
Yes, and also are there meetings scheduled through a year?
Okay, our conferences are always the first Saturday in May mm-hmm. and the last full weekend in September. In other words, Saturday and Sunday always have
right.
to be, you know, in September.
Okay.
The one this spring, which will be the first Saturday in May, is at mm-hmm. Days Inn in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and the fall one next year in 2008 will be at the Plaza Hotel and Suites in Wausau. We tend to move around the state mm-hmm. because we are a statewide
sure.
organization, and this enables some who are in this section of the state to have a close conference mm-hmm. than another
uh-huh.
one.
And other, sounds wonderful.
And other people yeah. a chance to get out of town for a day or two.
Yes.
That's all right, too, sometimes.
And Larry, Roxanne Ale is our spring conference chair, so she handles that, and I handle the fall one.
But again, on the WRWA.net,
yes.
that's your website,
that's
right?
That's our website, yeah.
www.wrwa.net. That's mm-hmm. the website. Go to that, and you'll get some more of that information that you might need, Eve. And thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. And let's see. Debbie in Lake Mills, I think, is next. Debbie, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thanks Good. For being with us. What can we do for you?
My question is for Michelle. I'd like to know how many agents she has within her agency and what their specific genre is that they cover. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Good question, Debbie. There's actually two of us. It's myself, and I handle mainly romance and women's fiction. I do children's books, young adult books. I do some fantasy, a little bit of sci-fi, mysteries, kind of any genre fiction type thing or women's fiction issues. I also do a little bit of nonfiction as well, as long as it's something that really calls out to me. There's another agent also in my agency, Corey Dio, who also handles pretty much the same thing that I do. What we're really looking for is a fantastic, strong voice. You know, and if we fall in love with a project, if it's outside of our area of expertise, we definitely try to find a home for it. So.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot for calling. Do you have a website, by the way, 3Cs Lit?
I do. It's www.3cslit.com. So it's all spelled out. So it's threesaslit.com.
3cslit.com.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Deb, for calling. Appreciate it. And we'll take some more calls. By the way, we have some open lines we can get you on fairly quickly now at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890 or drop us an email at talk@wpr.org. And let's go to Steve in Mount Horeb next. Steve, hello to you.
Yes, good morning. I wondered if there would be activities at the conference that would be appropriate for children. I have a daughter who, she's just starting fifth grade, and she's been writing poetry now for the last 3 years, and seems to have a real gift for it. And just wondered, you know, if there was an interest in what children are doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's turn to Nate Schulze for that. Nate?
Well, Steve, I think our conferences are kind of geared toward people of all ages. If they're too young, they may not understand a lot, but I think fifth grade, I think your daughter would have would gain a lot from the conference. Again, something new we're starting this year is those Saturday evening writing activities, and it's not going to be quite like school, but it's going to still be educational. And the meetings are actually going to be, again, fiction, nonfiction, and poetry, and they're going to be held in the same room. So, again, writers or your daughter or anyone can kind of skip around from meeting to meeting. I think it would be quite informative for her. I think she'd pick a lot up.
Okay, thank you. And to your other guest, I wondered, is there an interest in publishing works done by children?
Oh.
That's a really good question. And actually, I'm always on the lookout. It's a good hook. You know, if there's a really strong project that I can take to a publisher and say, and this is written by a fifth grader, you know, especially Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader being a big TV show now? No, but it's a really great thing, actually. I mean, to be able to use that as a hook. And I applaud your daughter and I encourage her to keep writing because I think it's fantastic that she has this love for it at this early of an age.
Okay.
Steve, this is Don. We have never really defined how young a student is, but a couple of years ago we did come up with a special membership rate of $12.50 a year. Am I right in that? I haven't worked with that for a while, but I think it's $12.50 a year for what we call a student rate for being members, to encourage some of the younger ones who are still in school to be in. And as I say, we've never really said how young a student can be. But I think that part of that depends upon the maturity of your daughter and your daughter's interest in writing, because definitely there will be the Poet Laureate will be there, and Lemoyne McLaughlin is very excellent in the field of poetry, and he's going to be doing a special session on Saturday night. So your daughter, I think, will have something of interest for her. To say activities for children, I would say no. Children who are really into writing, yes.
Yeah, I think she would love this. We'll make every effort to be there. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks a lot for calling, Steve. Appreciate it. And Gary in Milwaukee is next. Hi, Gary.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just had a quick question as, part of the baby boomer generation. I remember back in college when I took a lot of writing classes and a class in publishing, and I just remember having an older person in the class and them talking about publishing novels and big publishers, how they did not want to take on someone who was publishing the first novel in their 50s or 60s because there wasn't much of an upside as far as profitability in the future. Is that something that's still an issue or just in certain fields? And I'll take that answer off the air.
All right. Thanks for calling. Well, let's turn to Michelle for that. Michelle?
Sure. It's actually not an issue whatsoever. You know, I represent a lot of authors that are in their 50s, even into their 60s. It doesn't matter anymore. Age isn't really a factor at all.
If you're a good writer, right, what's the difference?
Exactly. They never ask. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, we never have to tell.
Oh, so when you go to a publisher, they don't ask, well, how old?
Exactly.
You might say, I've got a fifth grader here who's written this.
Exactly. But I wouldn't just offer that information. They never say, oh, is this person in their 30s? Are they in their 40s? You know, I mean, it's not like a job resume. Like, they're looking at that sort of a thing. They're looking for that book, for that wonderful voice that they can sell successfully.
All right. Thanks, Gary. A good question. Well, they've all been good questions so far. 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Give us a call, and let's go to Kelsey in Fond du Lac next. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a question about the Wisconsin Writers Group.
Okay.
And I was wondering if the group mainly focuses on adult works or if they also have writers who deal with children's lit.
Okay, and now you're talking about the Wisconsin Regional Writers Association itself.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, well, let's see. I want to turn to Nate first. Nate?
Sure. I think, Kelsey, regarding that, again, we don't really have a cutoff for ages for anyone. We do. The information that's presented at the conferences and within the organization really will benefit young writers as well as old. So we try to, at least I try to, and I know Roxanne does too, in getting presenters for the conferences, we try to get people that will any age writer will have an interest in what they're going to be presenting. So a lot of the information will be as applicable to young adults as it would to older folks.
Well, I think what I mean is I write for children.
Oh, okay.
And so
yes.
I'm saying, would I be part of a group the focus of the presentations is mostly on adult works, or will I get something from it too?
I gotcha. Okay.
A lot of it really is educational material. So I think, you know, it goes down to the nuts and bolts of writing, you know, whatever kind of writing you're doing. We did have, I know at the last spring conference, or one back, we had a children's writer, an author in that presented her side of things and told the difficulties and the successes that she had. So a lot of the people that we have in would cover those areas, Kelsey.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Because we have people like Michelle, you see what I mean, who deal not necessarily with what you write, but how you can get it published. And the other thing, in our Jade Ring contest that Nate was talking about before, the juvenile, I think, goes from like age, it's directed towards age 4 to 15 or something of that nature. So that's in the contest. But other than that, we do have people in who speak about romance novel, writing romance novels, for example. We have people in as presenters who would talk about writing for children. Mm-hmm. But we wouldn't have a focus group just for that. You would be a part, you know, it would be a part of the whole group.
Hmm, interesting.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much for calling. And we have some pretty good, Kelsey, we have some pretty good writers, children's book authors here, I know, in Madison. Probably one of the most well-known and famous children's author, Kevin Hankus, lives in Madison, Wisconsin, and he's won all kinds of national and international awards for his books and does pretty darn well with it, too, I can tell you that. Thanks again for calling. Appreciate it. Brian in Madison, it's your turn. Hi, Brian.
Hi. I have a nonfiction book on game design and game design theory that I'm trying to have published, and I was wondering, first of all, how much about the conference is there on nonfiction material? Just any sort of problems I might encounter with getting myself represented by a literary agent, since the book's topic is very specialized.
Yeah. Okay, well, a couple different people probably to answer that. I don't know. Nate, do you want to start?
Sure.
And then we'll go to Michelle.
Some of our nonfiction, the information that would be regarding that, Brian, John Gardner, I'm sure, would have a lot of information in his presentation, Mining the Mine. He was a newspaper, radio, and TV reporter, so he did work with a lot of nonfiction. And also our acquisitions editor, the former acquisitions editor, Philip Martin, I'm sure would have dealt with nonfiction material. I know that Michelle has and does quite often. So I think you know, a lot of the conference, if not at least half of it, would deal with points regarding nonfiction.
To piggyback on that, Nate, you have set up also a session for nonfiction led by Robin Butler and Gregory Peck. That's Saturday night.
Yeah.
Saturday
mm-hmm.
night. Yeah. And again, that's something new to our conferences, but it is in response to the need that you're bringing out. And that is what our group attempts to do, is that it attempts to discover what your needs are and then to help you meet those needs. And that's one of the values of what I was saying before, being a part mm-hmm. of a group instead of just being out there on the riverbank, you know, by yourself, you know, and you can do very good writing there. But some of these other issues, you see, must be dealt with, I think, in a group and
Michelle
by
probably.
People like Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle, comment from you?
Sure. That's actually one of the most beneficial things, I think, about a writer's conference is generating ideas from other writers, listening to the things that they're bringing to the table, but also meeting the industry professionals that are there. Because almost every conference does have an agent or an editor or somebody in attendance, you know, and we can give you good feedback and helpful advice on, you know, how to best pitch your project or what you're doing or what you need to do. So it's really important, I think, to just kind of get out there and network.
Mm-hmm. Great.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Brian, for calling. Appreciate it. And let's go to Sharon in Janesville next. Sharon, hi to you.
Hi. My question is for Michelle. I didn't hear the first part of the program, so maybe you answered this already. I have a 15-year-old granddaughter who just completed a novel, and she's not real certain of what the next step should be. Does she need to get it copyrighted first before she would, like, contact your agency, or how does the process work?
Sure, that's a really good question. No, she definitely doesn't have to get it copyrighted first. The minute that you put something on paper, you own the copyright to that work. And
okay.
So you don't have to worry about that when you're sending it out to agents. We can't take that idea. I mean, you just, the minute that you write it, it's there. And so you don't have to worry about the copyright at all. But definitely, I would recommend that she starts querying agents, you know, and just seeing if an agent is really interested in working with that project, just because we are able to know who the editors are that are looking for that type of a project. It's just, it helps the author, you know, in order to find the proper home for their work. So definitely, you know, I would have her start talking to different agents. There's a wealth of information online. And if you go to the AAR, the Association of Authors Representatives, they have a website. It's AAR.org, I believe. But if you go on and search for there, there's a list of all kinds of approved agents because it's a membership that we have to adhere to, like a canon of ethics saying that we won't charge fees, you know, and there's all kinds of things that we have to live by. So definitely when you're querying, look for agents that are members of the AAR.
So if she were to pick your agency, then that do you want unsolicited manuscripts or do you have, I'm still not quite sure.
Oh, sure. Actually, if you visit our website, it has submission guidelines, and we also have like a little manuscript tip site in there too, so you can kind of look on there, and it'll show you how to like write a query letter and things like that too, because that's really important when you're querying.
And I'm
agents.
Currently writing a diet book, and I'm wondering, are you involved with that kind of thing also?
That would be a topic that I would be interested in for the nonfiction thing, just because I really am. I'm big on diet. So, yeah.
Well,
so feel
are.
Free to query me on it.
Do you have to have it completed, or can you have, like, several chapters and then sort of an overview of the book before you, you know, get involved with someone?
Sure. For fiction, you need to have the whole book completed when it's your first manuscript. For nonfiction, you really just need to have your book proposal done. And if you go online, there's a lot of information about writing a book proposal.
Oh, that's great.
And the key things that you need on there. But you do normally need a sample chapter at least, though.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much for calling. And again, your website is...
www.3cslit.com.
And three, T-H-R-E-E, and C's is like the water, S-E-A-S.
Yep. L-I-T. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So 3C's lit.
Yes.
.com.
Right.
Okay. We've got that. Maybe time for one more quick question at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Oh, we lost that caller. So we'll just go back and turn to Don, who is running the fall conference here. I'm sorry, to Nate, who's running the fall conference. You're the guy. Don's the overall. He's the president.
He's the big boss. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's given Nate the authority to plan and run this fall conference. And Nate. Again, it's coming up September 28th through the 30th.
Through the 30th, yeah. Uh-huh. And again, we're going to have a number of different speakers regarding a number of different subjects on writing. So it's really going to be a conference this year kind of for everyone in any facet of writing, fiction, nonfiction, or poetry. So it should be an exciting time.
And your website is?
It's wrwa.net. And from there, you can get to any part of... the conference information or anything else regarding the organization.
WRA.net. WRWA.net. Want to make sure we get that right. Well, thanks to all three of you for being with us today. Look, have a great conference. I look forward to hearing how it all turns out.
Thank you, Larry, for the opportunity.
Thanks so much. Don Shambo of New Berlin, Wisconsin, and Nate Scholze of Sparta, Wisconsin, our president and vice president, respectively, of the Wisconsin Regional Writers Association. Michelle Grakowski is owner of 3C's Literary Agency. Lots of good information there. I really appreciate having them with us today. And get online, take a look at those at the conference and the organization itself. Go to 3C's and see what Michelle's all about. And I think if you're a writer or interested in getting something published, you've got the place to go, and it's only, 11 days away.
It's coming up fast.
It's coming up fast. Thanks again for being with us. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Coming up, we're going to talk about strategic investing for retirement. Maybe you're an author who sold several million copies of your book, and you don't need to worry about that. But for the rest of us, which is probably 99.999%, we have to worry a little about strategic investing for retirement. Frank Armstrong of the investing advisor firm Investor Solutions, Inc. joins us next year on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.